love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio. From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Thank you for joining us on the news. We'll take a look at the stories making headlines. President Hichilema mourns Paramount Chief Mpezeni. Pastor Manza urges church leaders to remain neutral during election period. IBA dismisses reports of banned campaign songs. WHO chief visits town at the epicenter of Ebola outbreak in DR Congo. And PSG back-to-back victory in Championship League shootout against Arsenal. With the news in detail, my name is Kondwani Maplanga. President Haga Indeyishilema has received the passing of Paramount Chief Mpezeni of the Ngoni people of Eastern Province with deep sorrow. President Hichilema says the passing of the Paramount Chief is not only a blow to the traditional leadership but to the nation as a whole. The head of state says Paramount Chief Mpezeni was more than a custodian of culture but a patriot who consistently offered national guidance. The president added that the late Paramount Chief was a visionary leader who championed and upheld the values of unity across the country. President Hichilema has, on behalf of the Zambian people and on his behalf, extended his heartfelt condolences to the Ngoni-speaking community, the Ngoni royal establishment, and the entire nation. This is contained in a statement made available to the media by State House Chief Communications Specialist Clayson Hamasaga. A University of Zambia lecturer and political analyst says the withdrawal of some political candidates does not undermine democracy and multipartism, but instead strengthens it. Dr. Houston Chiputa says candidates who decide to withdraw from the elections are simply exercising their democratic rights. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Chiputa says candidates may withdraw from contests for several reasons, including limited financial resources or decisions by political parties to support other parties and candidates. He says allegations of intimidation cannot be confirmed without evidence, adding that some candidates may choose to withdraw due to personal pressure or fear of competing against opponents with greater resources.
It doesn't undermine democracy. If anything, it strengthens democracy because even the idea, the action of withdrawing is a democratic choice. People withdraw for various reasons. Some because the resources envelope that they have may not be enough for them to go ahead and stand and win. Others because it's an agreement with other groupings, maybe they are in a political party that may have opted to support yet another party, and so they withdraw their candidate. Others, for now, it is also even possible that perhaps it's because of what we have heard, that some candidates presented fake grade 12 certificates. It could be personal intimidation. You are intimidated by your own resources. You feel too small to compete.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA, has dismissed reports circulating on social media alleging that the authority has banned political campaign songs ahead of the general elections. In a press statement issued by IBA Director General Webster Malido, says the authority has no mandate to ban songs in Zambia. Mr. Malido explains that the IBA's role is to regulate broadcasting services and guide media houses on content aired on their platforms in order to ensure compliance with broadcasting standards and regulations. He says the authority has since issued guidance to broadcasting stations on the airing of election-related content, including political campaign songs and advertisements. Mr. Malido says broadcasters have been reminded to ensure that campaign songs and political content do not promote hatred, division or hostility and should avoid inflammatory or unverified allegations. He adds that the IBA will continue engaging broadcasters to ensure all election-related content adheres to the election coverage guidelines and promotes peaceful, fair and credible elections. Now, aspiring Lusaka Mayor Simon Mlengamwela says he will address the illegal collection of money at bus stations if elected into office. Mr. Mwela says all revenue collection should only be conducted by the Lusaka City Council as it is the institution legally mandated to carry out the exercise. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Mr. Mwela says such illegal activities are being perpetrated by political cadres seeking to impress their party leaders. Meanwhile, on the issue of indiscriminate garbage disposal in Lusaka, Mr. Mwela says he would ensure an effective waste management system by procuring enough garbage collection trucks and partnering with companies and residents willing to venture into waste collection. He adds that people found littering the streets would face legal action.
We will not allow such lawlessness. Under my administration, I will not allow corruption, especially corruption that occurs along bus stations where people are just disembarking from. For example, Zesco, Unza, all those stations. There are many in Matero, we have a lot as well. That is very wrong. If there is a station that has to be established, there should be a council officer there who's collecting revenue, and that revenue has to go back to the council so that we motivate the council workers, we push our council so that we deliver service properly to our people of Lusaka. We will not allow cadres. It's because of party structures and party systems that we have in this country. That's why such lawlessness has gone ahead. There are people who are loyal to the party. There are people who are loyal to political figures, and they want to be appeased or to appease their leaders by infringing on those innocent bus drivers and bus owners who are now getting to pay illegal fees. That's pure theft. And under my watch, such theft will not be tolerated.
We're still in local stories.
Agriculture news.
In agriculture news, a climate smart agriculture expert has advised government and stakeholders in the agriculture sector to help equip local farmers with skills and knowledge that can help them access international markets. Dr. Oliver Olaya says many local farmers will still lack adequate information on how they can position themselves to compete and trade on the global market. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Dr. Olaya warned that the anticipated bumper harvest for the 2025-2026 farming season could negatively affect farmers because increased production is likely to lead to lower commodity prices. He adds that farmers should embrace value addition to their produce in order to cushion the effects of selling commodities at reduced prices and increase their earnings.
It is very important that the millers, the grain dealers, cooperatives and all that work together. And the Minister of Agriculture through the marketing department trains farmers and cooperatives on how they can take advantage of the liberalized market so that they don't depend only on the local market, but they're able also to sell, you know, to international market. But they need knowledge, they need information on how they can access this. But again, the other important aspect that we need to foster the country's value addition. Value addition is very, very, very critical, and in this case it can provide, you know, a cushion to farmers in terms of selling the raw commodities, you know, at a lower price.
And that wraps up our agriculture news.
This is Church News.
In church news, Pastor Silas Manza has urged church leaders in Zambia to maintain neutrality during the election period and focus on preaching truth, good governance and moral guidance instead of aligning themselves with politicians for personal gain. He says the role of the church should remain centered on providing spiritual leadership and helping citizens make informed and ethical decisions during politically sensitive periods. Pastor Manza further emphasized that religious leaders should continue guiding congregants spiritually and morally, reminding them that the same citizens politicians seek support from are also those who depend on the church for hope, direction, and support.